I'm Truman.
And I'm Claire.
And we like people.
Today we like Jillian Parks, who is studying in D.C. this semester. She was just named the next editor-in-chief of the Collegian. And she loves to sing.
Additionally, this is our first episode with sponsors. Puffs Plus Lotion to help me get over my cold. And Big B Coffee, specifically their acid boba drink, which is shockingly good.
Everyone try the Crystal Big B Blast. It makes your mouth taste so...
Everyone, wash your hands and don't get the cold that's been going around campus. I might be coughing in this episode. I don't know. We'll see. Jillian, I randomly saw you over spring break at DC that one time. How's DC been? How's WIP?
Yeah, it was rather fortuitous seeing you, Truman. I drove by in a car and Truman walked by. It was an extremely strange moment. I was going to the Titanic exhibit with my father, who was coming to visit for spring break, and there was Truman from Hillsdale. WIP has been... What hasn't WIP been, I think, is the real question that I need to be asking.
I bet it hasn't been bad.
No, it's been awesome. I did a really funky little finesse thing where I said I'm going to take one class only and three one credits. Because most people take two three credits and a one credit. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll be full-time only and nothing more. So I'm taking Continental Lit and then I'm taking a one credit with Molly Hemingway. I'm taking an additional one credit with Molly Hemingway. And I'm taking the radio one credit all the way from DC. So this means that my semester is far less stressful than the typical WIP students. I will throw that out into the ether so people know that. But I also really love the jobs that I'm doing. I do say jobs plural because I'm working for an outlet called Modern Age Journal. And I'm working for a theater review out there so that they can buy my tickets so I see shows. Because as Claire said, I love to sing. I love shows.
I don't.
Oh, this one's going to be Truman and Claire : the musical.
That's so awesome. I like that I bring the musical with me.
Do you love Dr. Meehan as much as I do?
Okay, you don't understand. You can't ask me that question on air because I love Dr. Meehan and I would drop everything to marry him. I really hope he doesn't listen to this.
Troutman and I have had the same conversation that we want to marry him and also
so
marry
bad.
His wife because she's also perfect.
No, don't tell me that. That's like the worst possible thing I could hear right now. I really love Dr. Meehan. The only way I can describe him to people is that he's perfect and he's... the smartest, funniest man in the world. He also, maybe this is creepy to point out, but he has the perfect little dimples.
Yep.
And when he grins, you're like, oh, cool, I'm going to melt into a puddle.
I would like to go on record and say that I don't want to marry this man.
Okay. Well, and that's
only because you don't know him, Truman.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And that only makes one of us. So, and Claire's getting married to someone else.
I've never met a girl that went on WIP that wasn't in love with Dr. Meehan.
Perfect. I'm glad I'm not the only one because...
it's literally all of us.
It was instantaneous, too. I was like,
What flavor of Protestantism are you?
I'm evangelical Protestant. Yeah. Okay.
Are you a Calvinist like Elizabeth Troutman?
I'm pretty close to Calvinist. Okay. Yeah. I'm on like the 4-point. Okay. I have some trouble with limited atonement, but other than that,
you're a TWIP?
Yeah, I guess you could call me TWIP. I don't know if that... is that important to people?
I don't know what that means.
You don't
so
have to.
No.
You're Catholic and you don't like any
of
them.
All right. This is Truman and Jillian explain Calvinism to Claire.
The show no one wants.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that.
But it's funny because I hate Calvinism.
You
so
hate Calvinism? All of it? You hate all of it?
Okay,
some of it is
biblical. I admire...
Calvin?
I admire the spirit with which Calvinists defend their views and hold on to them. Very,
it's like the worst part of Calvinists,
and very dogmatically, mm-hmm. and allow for no debate whatsoever.
I'm not like that.
But like some of the other stuff. What's the other TWIP?
Total depravity, unconditional
we're
election.
We're not totally depraved. We're not puppets. Like
well, that's
come
not
on,
really
guys.
What that means. I don't
yes,
want to have
is.
This conversation on a podcast. Boo.
I didn't, until I came to college, I didn't know that much about Calvinists, and I just assumed that no one liked Calvin Coolidge this much, so it's been really interesting to see that everyone's so devoted to him.
Yeah, he's such a good prez. I love that we still get to have traces of him in our government.
Yeah, if being a Calvinist means that you get to play with your stuffed tiger and travel in time, like
Truman,
I'm up for that.
That's a Calvin and Hobbes reference, honey, and it went right over your dumb little head.
I don't know stuff, guys. This is hard for me. I'm trying to keep up. You just said Calvin Coolidge, and I went, is that a president in my brain?
Yes.
Thank you.
Not as great as our first president, Calvin Ben Franklin.
And Hobbes. Oh. Yeah, where my Franklin is sat.
No way.
If you're the Franklinist, tell me in the chat.
Our greatest president is Gerald Ford, who literally invented the automobile. Guys, I'm just stealing this from 3 year Letterman on Twitter. Going back to the show.
Stop. You just became editor in chief of the Collegian.
Yeah.
That's awesome sauce. I never did.
And you know, I never did either.
Truman also didn't get it when he applied.
Yeah, I wrote one article for the Collegian.
So what would you say to all the losers out there who didn't get to be editor-in-chief?
I knew you were going to ask me something insane like this. Wait, losers as in my awesome fellow senior team next year, or all people who have applied through all of time? Okay.
Or who have never applied and just never got to experience.
So, do you mean, what do I have to say to everyone who hasn't been editor-in-chief?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry for you, and I hope you dream big and accomplish great stuff, because I already did.
So do you think this makes you better than everyone else?
I actually think it probably makes me worse, because okay. I feel like it will make me one of those people that goes out into the world and is like, wow, I'm it, and then mm-hmm. I go out to the real world and I get hit by a bus, literally.
That'd be crazy.
Because here's the thing, bus drivers don't care if you're editor-in-chief. if you're in the middle of the road, they will run you over.
This is me, but as homecoming king, where bus
drivers... Oh my gosh, yes!
Yes, bus drivers also don't care if you're homecoming king or not. Unfortunately, Claire has never had an accomplishment like this in her life and will never get hit by a bus.
Last night, I was... I imbibed and I... Isaac Green was at the Penny's last night. Shout out Hueef. And I went up to him and I was like, hey, man, I know you admire me and everything, but you don't have to lose all the same stuff I lost last year. Oh, you're not on the student board, whatever. You're not a student government or editor in chief. You suck.
Did he cry?
I do, too. No.
Did he grin from ear to ear?
He grinned from ear to ear.
Would. Isaac Green grinned from ear to ear.
Such a grinner. I love him.
He's the sweet
summer
child.
I keep having to edit out almost like every three podcasts I talk about Isaac Green. And I keep having to cut it out.
I think it's kind of important to keep in this one, though, right?
Yeah. You're listening to Truman and Clear Like People on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Speaking of our podcast, we were talking about this a little bit before the show. Maybe you can incite some hope for fans of the show. Do you think that Truman and I should continue this little ditty post-grad?
That is the easiest, fattest yes of my life. Because we were actually, I was talking about somebody.
Call me fat, Julian?
Yes. I was talking to somebody earlier about this show. And they were like, it's just so fun because like a lot of the shows are like really, they're like liberal artsy. Like, I love this topic, so I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to teach you things. And that's awesome. Like, I'm glad we have that. But I also think it's awesome that we have a show where people just sit behind a mic and are like, wow, what do you do in school? Like, it's really awesome. And so if you guys can find a way to continue it, I will listen for the rest of my days. And I think we can talk about this later. But I think you could market this in a way that people all over the land would listen to it. Because you guys are fun and you like people, but not everybody. And someone... People want
to
be.
We change it to Truman and Claire hate people.
Truman and Claire like one person.
Truman and Claire interview Bo Jiden.
We're like, what's the worst grade you ever got at Hillsdale?
Bo.
I graduated top of my class, Jack.
Unnecessary.
Maybe there is hope for us, especially now that Truman and I might be moving to the same beautiful city.
I really think it would be awesome, guys.
The
I'm
swamp.
The swamp.
Beautiful city, the swamp.
Truman and I are swamping.
I hope to. Okay, we've gone 13 minutes just talking crap. Let's get on to the real issues.
We're really good.
Are you sad that I'm graduating and so you can't be my boss at the Collegian?
Okay, here's the deal. Half of that is yes, half of that is no. I am really sad that you're graduating and I wish you could be here all day, every day, for the rest of my life, wherever I go. Because the Collegian office, sometimes it's the Claire and Jillian show, and that is those are the best days for sure. I wouldn't want to be in charge of you though. I would feel funky about that.
It's I've made Elizabeth Troutman's life a living hell. Because
well, I kind of like that. I think that's kind of fun. But
every time she says that I can't do something, like I had the word buttholery in my column.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. And she was like,
awesome.
You cannot do this. And I was like, oh, so you hate me. So we're not friends anymore.
No, you have notorious beef with Danny Moulter, former guest on the show.
What?
Yeah.
There are really two divisions in the show. You've got the Michael Bachman, the Ben Henricks.
Instigators.
Yep. You know, the Danny Moulter side of things. Then you got the Marianne Powers, the Juliana Unseths.
Am I in
the
there?
Chris Dick.
Underdogs.
The Julian Parks.
So did he say that we have beef? Is that what's happening?
Well, he just told us about what happened last year.
Yeah.
Danny and I are acquaintances, and that's the word that I would use in that we see each other and we wave sometimes, and he's dating my friend Madison.
Oh. As far as you know.
Well, then, did you forget?
Oh, gosh, what? I hope they are still.
Did you forget about the time that he threw lasagna in your face?
Yeah, did you forget about that and you had third degree burns?
Oh, we're bringing that up.
Oh, yeah, you forgot.
Oh, I'm seeing now what we're talking about. Yeah, no, that was a misunderstanding.
Oh, really?
Wait, so is there no beef?
No, it was just an accident. He tripped and fell. The lasagna was piping hot in true saga fashion, piping hot, delicious food. and it got all over me. And I said, Daniel, don't do that again. And he said, oh, Jillian, that will never happen. He did say that. Our will never happen again. And then we shook hands and we haven't spoken since.
No beef. What is this? Vegetarian lasagna? Perfect joke.
Yeah, it was.
I give that an 8.9 out of 10.
If that story is true, my middle name is Cassandra.
And if that story is false, it would not be inaccurate to say that my middle name is Jay.
Wait, I can't follow that.
Nor would it be inaccurate to not say that my name is not...
it's this cool thing called Laetotes.
Laetotes, we talked about that in Dr.
Yes.
Mann's class.
Yes, it's you talk through contradiction. It's great.
I'm going to edit the joke that Ruben made out. But it was the funniest joke that's ever been made on the podcast, and everyone should ask us about it.
Because they will tell you, we just can't put it on air.
Last night
was
the Pennies, the spring version of the Larrys. For those of you who don't know, it's the showings of the Hillsdale Underground Independent Film Festival.
And if you don't know, then you're not cool enough to be invited.
That's true.
Yeah. It's very exclusive.
It is rather exclusive.
It's pretty exclusive. I've been a director thrice.
True.
You were in my film last night. What was that experience like?
Being in your film?
Yeah.
It was awesome. I got to talk about something that really hurts women. And I got to talk about the changing definition of femininity in light of, periods and makeup and the creature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy the event?
Oh, I did. I love a good event. I love seeing my friends and watching movies. I also love being squished together in a small living room on uncomfortable folding chairs wearing a dress I bought at the Salvation Army. So all my favorite things were included in that event.
Did you enjoy watching me play Wordle?
Actually, yeah, that was rather impressive. You're quite good at it. And it wasn't Wordle, it was Quartle. Yes. It was the quad of Wordle.
Okay, the real impressive thing was my Minesweeper skills, but no one was watching.
I'm sorry. I actually do think Minesweeper is impressive, so I would have appreciated it.
I solved Expert Minesweeper in 203 seconds.
That's quite
good. Just so everyone knows.
No, that's quite good. Are you? Never mind. We'll talk about
Truman
this
later. Truman has an IQ of 213.
Is that actually real? Or are you being dead? Are you being serious?
I made that up.
Oh,
I don't know what my IQ is.
I could be right.
I think you might be.
You could be off.
He could be homecoming king.
It would not be inaccurate to make the statement that Liam Giles did not pronounce my name correctly when naming me Homecoming King.
What did he say?
Truman Keos.
But also Liam Gills.
Yeah, get him back.
When I joined the Catholic Church, the deacon said Truman Kojos.
That was so
that's
funny.
My real name.
Kojos,
what do you think of my movie?
I thought it was great. I thought it was fun. I thought it was creative. I'm taking the documentary class next semester, and maybe I'm going to steal the exact same one and do it again. He asked everybody how they felt about McDonald's. And honestly, that's what I want to, like, I actually do want to know that about my friends. Because I think it says a lot about a person, how they feel about McDonald's. There's, you know, like, the worst type of person in the world is like, I would never eat there.
Do you know that their chicken nuggets aren't real chicken?
Do you know that they use grease and that it tastes really bad? And I'm like, oh, so one of those things is true and one of those is not.
Speaking of truth, you're listening to Truth Man and Claire, like people on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Truth Man and Clarity coming at you. Spitting some facts.
That is the second best joke.
The best one we can keep in to this episode.
Yeah, exactly. Second best, though. You'll never know.
All right. Did we actually get to know Jillian at all? I feel like we got to know Jillian through, you know, just talking smack. And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
just,
you get to know my personality. Yeah, you don't know my lore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's deep.
It's deep, deep, deep.
That's left to the listener's imagination.
Or they can follow me on Instagram. It's all there.
We might learn more about your lore in these next two segments. Jillian, please perform 10 seconds of ASMR.
Or a song.
Oh, say! That was my Fergie impression.
That's going to be so terrible for me to edit. Thank you for doing that.
Jillian, what's your favorite musical?
It is a tie between Little Shop of Horrors and Newsies. They both make me cry.
Two good ones.
They're very good and they're very feel good. They're not like, I don't cry because they're, I don't cry because they're sad. I cry because it's like, wow, theater's really beautiful. Little Shop of Horrors, believe it or not, I know everybody gets eaten. I get it. It's still very feel good. The music is so campy and so awesome. And then Newsies, obviously. Who doesn't feel good watching a bunch of boys pirouette? I feel very good watching boys pirouette. I don't want to say that again, but it is how I feel.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
You're going to rapid my fire?
Yep. Let's rapid you. Jillian. What is the worst final grade you've gotten in a class at Hillsdale?
I got a B+ in great books.
You suck.
Okay.
Jillian.
What's up?
Who's your favorite couple?
Oh, I actually forgot about this. It's Bella and Gavin. They're my friends. I'm sorry, Claire, don't be mad at me, but it's Bella and Gavin because I met them as a couple. I met them and they dated in high school and then came to college as in tandem. And it's really awesome. So they have to be my favorite.
Jillian, what two dorms would you make co-ed?
sorry. I'd probably go with Sohn and Whitley.
That's my favorite answer we've gotten so far.
Because
honestly, that's creative.
Yeah.
I think those are the two groups that need the most co-ed help. And I think most people would probably agree with me. Although maybe there's some sick Sohn residents out there that I just don't know.
Brie Caselli.
Yeah, she's awesome, but she's not a Sohn resident at her core.
At her core.
Jillian, who's your favorite fundie?
Okay, I would say all of the confident Mu Alphas who walk around singing and jamming and wearing their clothes.
So you don't like the not confident ones?
Yeah, no. If you're gonna be a Mu Alpha, you better be confident about it. Like, don't go in and be like, ah, like don't. That ruins the entire point. If you're gonna be a Mu Alpha, be a Mu Alpha, and I appreciate the vibes that come with that.
That makes sense.
Thank you. I appreciate
Beautiful
it.
Beautiful answer.
Oh wow.
Jillian, as a Calvinist, you know about Jesus.
Wait, I'm not a Calvinist. I just like I do
you're
subscribe
a tulip.
As a tulip.
Not even all the other points. Ugh, anyway, continue.
As an evangelical little girl, you know about Jesus.
I love that guy.
We don't.
Us Catholics, we do not.
What? Don't say stuff like that.
We know drink wine and...
Mary. That's the thing.
Do people actually characterize you that way?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yes.
Okay. I don't.
The timid just yes from Truman is awesome.
I'm not saying this is a true characterization. Just
not endorsed. Just...
I'm an Irish cradle Catholic, so I don't listen, nor do I care.
No, when you just drink the drink, am I right?
I don't listen to the haters. I do listen to the mass. That's what I meant. But
period.
Jillian.
Yeah. What's up?
Jesus calls us to love everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do you love the least on Hillsdale's campus?
We love everyone, even the haters and the losers of wow. Hillsdale Campus.
Thank you for that.
Such a weird episode.
So weird. I have to think. Wait. My least favorite person on campus is... Yeah.
Claire, on a scale of 1...
Oh, no.
...to negative 62.
Okay. Wait.
Negative 62 being the lowest?
Yes.
Okay.
How would you rate this episode?
Jillian Parks is one of my dearest friends.
Oh, no. You already know it's going to be bad, then.
Has been on WIP, and I have missed her. So it's nice to talk with her. It's always nice to sit next to you, Truman. So I would give this podcast a 0.7.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I'm just going to give it a straight zero. Straight nothing.
This is awesome. This is way higher than I thought. I thought you guys were going to be like, negative 32.
Jillian, who do you think we should have on the show next?
I actually think that Allie Hall would fare well on this show. I think, mm-hmm. I don't know, Truman, I don't know if you like her, but I know that Claire's kind of a fan. So
No, I like Allie.
Okay, that's I really think an Allie Hall moment could be a solid moment for you guys. If you were in DC, if you were to continue this post-grad, Hannah Rowan is my supervisor on WIP, and she's truly one of the coolest Hillsdale grads ever to grace the planet, and you guys would like her. She's cool and normal. So, should we sing out this episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Truman.
the breath, oh my gosh.
And I'm Claire.
And we like people.